Chapter 16. Flib was obeying Axtell's orders, watching over Guffy and Gherchin, guarding the little camp whilst the young ones slept. However, just sitting and doing nothing could become tiresome and at times a little disconcerting. Constantly peering into the surrounding woodland, the Gaussian maid started to imagine all manner of things. The trees seemed to close in on her, conjuring up fearsome visions. These turned out to be nothing but a light breeze stirring the leafy foliage amidst moon shadows. Flib mentally reprimanded herself for being so foolish, remembering that Gaussian shrews were made of sterner stuff. To buoy up her spirits, she began to sing. It was a jolly old Gaussian nonsense ditty, which always caused much merriment when sung at a stream feast or a water meadow gathering. Flib sang, but not too loud, for fear of waking up the mole Dibbins.
A Gaussian maid sat by the fire, reading a letter one day. With a flea in her ear and a tear in her eye, and what the sad note had to say. Hey, hey. Your granny is deeply drowned in a river so wild and rough, 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 rough. She should have sailed off in a lifeboat, but instead she left home in a huff, 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 huff. She might have gone off in a temper, but she lost that long ago. Long, long ago. If she left in a rush or a hurry, we'd have all been sure to know. So I leave you with this lesson. If you must leave home, my dear, 'twill break my heart if you take the cart and the wheels will fall off, I fear.
There was another verse and possibly a chorus, but Flib had forgotten it. She sat there, trying to recall the silly little ditty, remembering some of the happy times she had spent with her tribe, the high summer days with good food and peaceful surroundings. It all seemed so long ago now, somehow. Her head slowly began to droop, then her eyelids closed. Sleep was finally getting the better of her. It was a rude awakening when her ear was grabbed roughly and a voice snarled.
Well, look at what we got here, our little shrew mate.
A whip cracked in front of Flib's face. She looked up and found herself staring into the cruel eyes of Thwip, her former fox jailer. His mate Binter was nearby. She prodded at the two sleeping mole Dibbins, snarling nastily.
Aye. And here's their two little pals, chubby young things, ain't they?